Listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Today's episode, Muhammad Ali, Hobos and Disco.
Get your dental floss ready. Your toothbrushes, brushes, loaded and ready for action. Hey now, those are just the words I like to hear. Ali and his gang versus Mr. Tooth Decay. All right.
This here's the story of Cassius Clay. Catch me if you can. Now all you fight fans, you've got to agree, there ain't no flies on Muhammad Ali. He fills the arena wherever he goes, and everyone gets what they pay for. Muhammad was known to have said, you watch me shuffle and I jab. He says, I'm the greatest the world's ever seen, the heavyweight champion who came back again. My face is so pretty, you don't see a scar, which proves I'm the king of the ring by far. Sing Muhammad, Muhammad Ali, he floats like a butterfly and stings like a bee. Muhammad, the black Superman, who calls to the other guy, I'm Ali. Catch me if you can. Catch me if you can. I'm Ali. Catch me if you can.
A song about Muhammad Ali, and I call this the Generation Exploitation Podcast episode devoted to Muhammad Ali, although I only have two records that have anything to do with him whatsoever, and that was one of them, a 45 by a group called Johnny Wakelin and the Kinshasa Band. That song, Black Superman, Muhammad Ali on Pi Records. The only other Muhammad Ali-related album I have is something that we're going to listen to for a good chunk of this episode. We're going to listen to selections from something called Muhammad Ali versus Tooth Decay, a classic weird record of its kind from 1974, featuring the voices of Howard Cosell, Billie Jean King, Jane Kennedy, Richie Havens, Lily Tomlin, Frank Sinatra, Jimmy Carter, Pat Boone, Senator Hubert Humphrey, Ozzie Davis, and Muhammad Ali himself, all fighting tooth decay. And this is a really, really scary and creepy and funny and funky and just crazy vinyl LP. And we're going to jump right into it. Let's listen to Muhammad Ali in 1974 with his toughest battle yet, fighting against Mr. Tooth Decay.
Hold it! Calm down!
Ali, what you doing here?
I have a new battle coming up.
Win! With who?
This is a different kind of battle, and I have to train just as hard. Eat the right kind of food, and good, healthy exercise won't hurt either. This one's against Mr. Tooth Decay and the terrible, terrible things that brings that nasty Mr. Tooth Decay around. And his sidekick, Sugar Cuba, too.
Boy, that sure is a big job.
Very true, but it's one we can all win.
All of us?
We want to do it, too. We want to help. We want to help, too.
Now, there's a project for us to work on.
You mean to tell me that all of you were looking for something to do over the summer?
Yep, that's right. Every summer we look for things to do.
Now listen, this is very important. This is not just a summer project. I wish it was as easy as all that, but I'm afraid it isn't. Mr. Tooth Decay can do and has done a lot of damage. And it will be a continuous fight, constantly, all the way down the line. Listen, listen close, all you kids.
I'm so bad. I eat for breakfast railroad spikes.
Oh!
Yesterday I murdered a rock.
Oh!
Injured a stone. Hospitalize a brick. I'm so mean I make medicine sick.
Oh!
I've tussled with an alligator.
Oh!
Wrestled with a whale.
Oh!
Handcuffed lightning, throw thunder in jail.
Oh!
Gang, I murdered a dead tree.
Oh!
And drowned a drink of water.
Oh!
I'm bad. Bring on Tooth Decay. Then there's Willard Willie Black. He works with a chain, latching on to your teeth and causing you pain. Now, I'm gonna tell you how you can all get into the fighting. Because what we're gonna do to Tooth Decay is really exciting. We've got the stuff to run him away from here. Just like I did George Foreman over in Zaire.
Get your dental floss ready. Your toothbrushes, rushes, loaded and ready for action.
The news is out and this is the latest. They won't have a chance because we are the greatest.
Greatest.
Ali, I'd like to join. Me too, I'm the monster.
Hey now, those are just the words I like to hear. Ali and his gang versus Mr. Tooth Decay.
Hooray, we have his gang now. Oh boy, when do we get started? What do we do?
We've got a lot of work to do. But before we do that, I've got someone I'd like you to meet. Come on, let's go. Follow me.
Did you hear that, boss?
Of course I did, you idiot.
What are we gonna do now, boss? What are we gonna do now, man? What are we gonna do now?
Don't worry about that. All we got to do is reinstate our old plans. They work every time. Sharpen up our tools. Have you ever heard of children who don't like candy and ice cream?
Yeah, boss. Cake, soda.
I can go on and on.
Very rarely do I ever fail at my job. And those little squirts will only make it easier for me. Now listen, this is my plan. First, we find shelter.
Right, boss.
Just a little space, not much.
Yeah, out of the corner of the clubhouse.
How ingenious of me. Of course, where they least expect, a corner of the clubhouse.
In shingles.
Where else?
Boss, you know, I really like...
I know. To see anyone munch on a piece of sweet is absolutely divine and neat. Then I get to work with my hammer and my drill, with my chisel and my skill. My deed will be done cutting through the enamel. Sugar paves the way to the valley of the tender nerve.
Oh, indeed. What a pleasure to taste. To slowly melt around the hardness of the enamel. To ease and squeeze all through the teeth. What a treat it is. La, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
And off they go to seek shelter from Ali and his gang.
Pretty good so far, right? The evil sugar man sounds as if he's supposed to be an evil Jew for some reason, and his sidekick reminds me of the character in Menace to Society who keeps saying, I'll suck your dick, I'll suck your dick, in exchange for drugs. Now let's see what happens when Muhammad Ali and his gang of children bump into Frank Sinatra selling ice cream.
Now everybody stay together. We don't want to lose anyone. Hold it a minute. Where is Andy and Kelly?
They stopped in the store to get some ice cream.
Ice cream? Oh, no.
The storekeeper is about to hand over ice cream to Andy and to Kelly.
Hey, what's the matter here?
No, that's no good for his teeth. Stop. Too much sugar can cause cavities.
What do you mean? You gonna deny these kids ice cream on a hot day like this? Hey, man, that's like taking candy from a baby.
Oh, come on, Ali. It is hot today.
Listen, kids, I've got something better for you. I know it's very warm today, and we all need something to cool us off. Ice cream like what you might get in this store has a lot of sugar in it. That's one of the major things Mr. Tooth Decay delights in. I've got something that's better to taste and much, much better for you. My bus is right down the street. We'll all squeeze in and go see a very old friend of mine.
Hey, wait a minute. You Muhammad Ali?
Yes, indeed. That's who I am.
Tooth Decay. Oh. And now I understand what's happening.
It's a monster!
Yes, storekeeper. We're starting a campaign to fight Mr. Tooth Decay and his sidekick, Sugar Cuber, too. And what do you think about that, old Blue Eyes?
Hey, you know something? That's an excellent idea. I wish I could come, too.
Yeah, we have a big crowd as it is with the game. Maybe next time we'll call for you.
Wow, this is really something. Hey, wait till Sammy and all them cats they hear about old Dino will never believe this. Oh, howdy, Sybert. Don Sybert, guess what just happened here?
Jake, was that who I thought that was, the heavyweight champion of the world?
Yep, he and the kids are starting the campaign against Tooth Decay. So I'm told. Now, I like that. I want to join the fight, too. You know something, man? He was here, standing in this store on that floor in my store, man.
The gang is driven to a house on the top of a small mountain.
Gee, kids, it's nice out there seeing all those beautiful, healthy cows with those beautiful babies feeding them their good raw milk. Mother Nature sure knew what she was doing. Hey, look at the chicken over there. I wonder what he would say if he could talk to us today. And looking at that chicken standing there on the side of the road, it looks like he's hitchhiking or something, huh? I bet his mother loves him, too.
And sitting outside of his door is a black man of some years. As he sees Ali's car arriving, he gets up to receive him. He is a large man of great stature, with silver hair and a large, warm smile. His teeth are as white as pearls. And his words are kind and as soft as his eyes.
This is it.
everybody out. Brother St. John, I want you to meet my friends. Roll call. Donnie. 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 Eddie. Jennifer. Heidi and Holly. Michael. Darlene. Charles. Timmy. Andy and Kelly. Sunshine and Stanley. Meet Mr. St. John.
Hello, hello. Oh, what a fine bunch of young people you have here. Come on in. Come on in. It's always good to have youngsters around.
Hi, hello there.
Hey, look at all the fruit trees.
Peach trees.
Pear trees, too. What's this, Brother St. John? What kind of fruit is this?
Dates. And here's some figs, too. Everything that's good to eat and good for you. Keeps your body in the prime of health. Come here, children. Here's something else I want to show you.
Look, everybody, a garden.
Not just a garden. This is a very special garden. It's totally organic.
Organic?
You mean nothing was used in that garden that was artificial?
There you go. That's exactly correct.
Oh, gee, the flowers are so big and pretty.
Well, not only do I plant flowers for their beauty, but I also plant them to help keep unwanted insects away from my vegetables and fruit. Mother Nature has a marvelous way of keeping her garden healthy. Our bodies are like Mother Nature's garden. We have to know what is good and what is bad for us. Candy, cake, ice cream, all of those great tasting things are really terrible for your teeth. Believe me, I love all those things, but I have my own way of getting around most of them. I make my own preservatives, bake my own bread from whole wheat flour, and even make my own ice cream, sweetened with those very dates right over there. But most important, whatever you eat, you should brush your teeth right after every meal.
It's like taking a bath every time you get dirty, huh?
Hey, Brother St. John, I've got a smart bunch on my hands.
Sure wish we had some of that real ice cream now.
Wait a minute now, not so fast. Did you children have lunch?
No.
Now, even though I know my homemade ice cream is the best, there are certain rules that I apply to my own lifestyle. For instance, good eating habits.
And good eating habits call for good oral health.
Come on in. I'll fix some lunch, and while we're eating, I'll give you some inside information on the do's and don'ts of oral hygiene. Willie Plack and Sugar Cuba get together to form harmful acids.
Those decay-causing gas are produced within minutes, and immediately they attack the enamel. And whether those acid-forming gas destroy the enamel really depends mostly on the resistance of the tooth and how long they are in contact with the tooth.
Brother St. John, how long does it usually take for Mr. Tooth Decay to get stopped?
Most of the damage is done within 15 to 20 minutes after sweet foods are eaten. That's why it's so important to use dental floss at least once a day. Plaque recolonizes on our teeth every 24 hours.
Wow, I like sweets.
So do I, but I eat them only with meals and make sure to clean my teeth thoroughly after. Instead of sugary snacks, I substitute foods such as fresh fruits and vegetables, nuts, cheese, popcorn, pretzels, milk, sugar-free drinks, sugarless candy, and sugarless gum.
Oh, boy. Doesn't that just sound great?
Oh, come on, we can do it. Let's go.
One more thing. The one thing that Mr. Tooth Decay hates more than anything else is a toothbrush. So I'm giving each one of you a toothbrush. Each one has a length of dental floss so you can hang it around your neck to remind you of the importance of using floss and brushing your teeth.
Thank you. Sure glad to meet you, Brother St. John.
Come on back now. You hear me? Anytime. come on back. I'll be here, and you'll be welcome.
Brother St. John, till we meet again. Who knocked the crack in the Liberty Bell?
Ali.
Who really gave that bell a smack?
Ali.
Who punched it so hard that the bell did crack? Hit it so hard with an awful whack.
Ali.
You worry about that. The job can be won. And everybody out, get ready to bout. This won't be easy or fun. Get ready to knock him on his buns.
Andy and Kelly get out of the car first and run into the clubhouse. Ali and the rest of the gang follow them. In the clubhouse.
Oh, no!
At that moment, Andy has just bitten into a huge piece of sugar cake. Kelly is about to do the same.
Hold it! This looks like the work of my arch enemy, his trademark, sugar cake. Oh, looks like we've got trouble.
Hello, Jack, sugar cake.
Hey, champ, I think Andy's got a bad tooth.
Looks like Mr. Tooth Decay has set in already. Oh, he set in already. Better get your dental floss and your toothbrushes, and let's start right now.
If I could just keep my greedy mouth shut.
Brother St. John told you.
That was mine.
Let's clean out this place. Let's clean it out now.
I took down those sweet posters that someone put up.
Hey, gang, let's take this toothbrush of mine and put it over the door. Because Mr. Toothicay won't have nothing to do with the clubhouse that has the protection of a toothbrush. Let's use this toothbrush from now on as a symbol of good oral hygiene. Timmy, please go out to my big bus and get that dental floss, and I'll place it right near the toothbrush. Good idea, man. Hurry up.
Let's take those other posters and draw pictures of Mr. Tooth Decay on the other side. We'll post them all over town.
I bet those characters are hiding around here somewhere.
In the meantime.
What are we going to do now, man? What are we going to do now? Hey, man, what are we going to do now?
That toothbrush. That toothbrush. Get me out of here.
Bob, oh, Bob, I better get the Bob out of here. He looks like he's about to fade away.
What's happening?
Willie Platt, you gotta help the boss.
Hey, Sugar Cuba, there's no way I can help the boss with dental floss and toothbrush on the scene, dude. No way, baby. Bye.
There's a hole in the shingle. Gotta get out of here. Come on, boss. You gotta get on out of here.
I'm too weak. The toothbrush, I can't stand it. Oh.
Yeah, you gotta get out of here. I'll be due to. Hurry up. Hurry up.
Boy, we got to be more careful. Let's hit the wind.
And they're off and running as fast as they can to get away from Ali and his gang.
We caught it in time. Who knows? Andy could have lost the tooth. You see,
that only goes to show that regular checkups is a must. Regular checkups with your dentist can catch tooth decay before it destroys the tooth and becomes painful. Dentists can apply fluoride to your teeth to make the enamel stronger and more resistant to decaying areas.
Muhammad Ali, we can plainly see, is fighting Mr. Tooth Decay. Every kid is glad to give Ali a hand today, but the fight is tough. And sure enough, Mr. Tooth Decay wouldn't stop. He'll grind those teeth and go beneath with the help of a lollipop. Hey, kids, always brush your teeth at least 3 times a day. After meals is the fastest punch to put Mr. Tooth Decay away. Again, everyone, this is Howard Cosell at ringside. Muhammad Ali stepping into the corner of the ring, going into his familiar shadow boxing routine, looking over at the opponent. This time, the opponent is Mr. Tooth Decay. And as one looks at Ali, one has to wonder what he's thinking. This is the greatest adversary he has yet faced. Tougher than Joe Frazier and tougher than George Foreman. One has to wonder, is the confidence really there this time? Can Ali put away Mr. Tooth Decay? If he can, it'll be the greatest victory yet in the strange and varied and almost incredible career of the heavyweight champion of the world.
Sugar Cuba, come here. I want to whisper something to you. When I get through with Muhammad Ali's left jaw, I would mind you, the President of the United States.
Hey, gang, looks like we won round one.
The kids all cheer. What they hear comes from Muhammad's heart. Following his words of wisdom, Mr. Tooth Decay can't even start. The knockout punch comes after lunch when Sugar Cuba is gone. We leave this bunch of rascals lying in the lawn. Lollipop, sugar shake, chocolate sweets and pie. Willie Plack has a broken nose and a great big puffed up eye. Now a special thanks to the American Dental Association. From yours truly, Howard Cosell, Muhammad Ali, Ozzie Davis, Frank Sinatra, Richie Havens, Ernie Morrison, Donald Siebert, and the Ali Gang for helping us create the greatest children's story ever told.
And don't you forget Dick Lavsky, the music man, sweet music, he's next.
America, we call upon you, you parents especially, to join in our drive to destroy Mr. Tooth Decay. Stand tall and support our fight, all of us together. Once again, Howard Cosell reporting from ringside, and thank you very much.
Ali. Now take a step, let's take one day off, okay? Thank you. God bless you, everyone.
Ali's always getting blamed for things he didn't do. Just because he likes to scrap, and maybe sometimes do.
That is Muhammad Ali versus Tooth Decay. Not too much needs to be said about that. It's pretty much amazing on its own. I need not make any more fun or explain any more what needs to be explained. It's absolutely perfect. You're listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nestroff, and now we're going to listen to a record lo-fi comedy album by a guy named Hank the Hobo, who used to go up on stage dressed as a hobo and then tell street jokes, never making reference to the fact that he was dressed as a hobo. And we're going to hear him in this album get drowned out by a loud, apathetic crowd when Hank starts to shill his comedy record albums. This guy was actually from, I believe, Saskatchewan, and then moved to Vancouver in the late 60s, early 70s. At the time, this record was recorded at, I believe, a Christmas party, and he has another album, A Night at the Legion. We're going to listen to selections off A Night at the Legion and a Christmas party stand-up gig he did off an album called Hank the Hobo. Hank is a four-letter word.
Thanks a lot, ladies and gentlemen. And now, Hank the Hobo.
Thank you for the overture. Well, by golly, it sure is nice to get back here playing for a nice, sober crowd. I've been so used to working for drunks lately, it's just ridiculous. Last night, there's two fellas sitting at the bar, smashed out of their tree. One of them says to the other one, he says, how about us have another couple of drinks and go out and pick up a couple of women? The other one says, no, no, not me, buddy. See, I got more than I can handle at home. The other one says, well, let's have another couple of drinks and go to your house.
I was going to tell you, you know, I was over in Victoria last weekend, and I remember about a year ago I was over there. In fact, I was over there just about, a little more than a year ago, and I came out here from the prairies. I didn't know anything about it, you know, and I standing on the corner of Robson and Granville. I didn't even know how to get there. I walked up to one of these fellers with the long hair. I said, excuse me, buddy, could you tell me where I could find a Tawasin ferry? He said, speaking. About down in Gastown the other day. Oh, you know, I don't want to get the wrong idea. I'm not against the younger generation. Down in Gastown the other day, a policeman standing on a manhole cover, jumping up and down, said, 21, 21, 21. A policeman came along, you know, a hippie came along and says, what you doing, man? Oh, he said, just playing a little game, 21, 21, 21. The hippie says, gee, that looks easy. Mind if I try? So the cop says, sure. Stepped off the manhole cover. The hippie stepped on, start jumping up and down, saying, 21, 21, 21. The cop went around behind, reached down, picked up the manhole cover, lifted it up like that. The hippie went, shh, down the manhole. Cop put the cover back on, got back on, said, 22, 22, 22. You to get the idea that I'm again the younger generation. I'm not. I finally figured out why these hippies sniff this glue, you know. Hippies sniff this glue, sticks their nostrils together, and they can't smell each other. And I'll tell you, the girls, the way they dress bothers me a little bit. The only thing I can say about a miniskirt, it makes it handy for a guy that can't remember faces. I seen a girl the other day, her dress was so short, she had dandruff on her shoes. Nice people, and so are you. And it's been a pleasure being in. I'd just like to mention for those, we have some strangers in the crowd this evening. I have three long play records. Actually, they're not records. They're hardly a good average. But I do have three long play records. Actually, 7-inch records with 8-inch holes is what they are. Two of my records sold on the Apollo 14 flight. They're going to use them on wheels on that little buggy they're going to tote around the moon up there. Yeah, my records are going real good in Africa. The Africans think they're licorice pizzas, and they're eating them up down there. I used to record on the Oral Roberts label, but I had to change because the hole kept healing up, you see. My records come in awful handy if your mother-in-law should happen to come to visit with you. You know, you play her my records, she'll be gone, probably never come back. You know, they got a lot of handy uses like that. You can make flower pots out of them or anything. And if any of you'd like to get one, take us home, shock hell out of your neighborhood. We'll have them over at this table in the corner during intermission. And it is intermission time right now. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being so good to us all. Thank you very, very much for your sympathy.
See, hi, gang. We're back again. Listen, you know, I've noticed that, you know, a lot of people come here in the lounge and all that, and everybody's sending me up little notes about newfies and all that. You know, it's about time we did some jokes about the mainliners. What do you think, gang? Hey, listen, gang. Did you ever hear about the smart mainlander? He said, and you never will. How to drive a mainlander crazy. You nail his shoes to the floor and play a Don Messer record. Hey, gang, and they're interviewing this little guy from the mainlander. They wanted to know about his educational background and all that. So anyway, they give him a little test, and they asked him, how do cattle breed? He said, easy. They breed through their noses. You hear about this guy, he comes to work, he's got a black eye. Anyway, his friend says, what happened? He says, well, I was living the life of Riley when Riley came home. A couple of Nova Scotian kids, one says to the other, let's go find some frogs. Well, the other kid, he was a little sharper, I guess. He says, where are we going to find some money to go all the way to Quebec? They can laugh at those newfies there, you know, but I'll tell you one thing. I saw them over in Nova Scotia launching a big ship, and you should see how they christen it. One guy holds the bottle of champagne, and 50,000 men push the boat against it. Anyway, gang, we're going to take a very brief intermission right now, but don't go away. We're coming back with a brand new show.
There we go, some horrible comedy from a guy named Stan Laurel, not of Laurel and Hardy. This guy spells his last name L-O-R-E-L, and the name of this LP, Authentic Mainlander Jokes, recorded live, one of a Riot series, and I guess this guy released a series of offensive records making fun of every past ethnic background or nation. And this album is interesting because it's a response to newfie jokes, mainlander jokes, making fun of people who live on the mainland of Canada. Before we listened to the horrible Stan Laurel and his accordion, we heard the horrible Hank the Hobo from right here in Vancouver. Almost like a real-life Neil Hamburger type character there, the way he went on about his record albums for sale and people yelling and shouting and drowning him out and generally not caring, and then him thanking the audience for their sympathy. Hank the Hobo, and we listened to selections off two records, one called Hank is a Four-Letter Word and another called A Night at the Legion, both on MR Records, spelt out E-M. AR Records, a low-budget Western Canadian record label in the 1970s. You're listening to Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and the Generation Exploitation podcast on the internet. My name is Cliff Nesteroff, and now we're going to listen to disco-type songs performed by comedians. We're going to listen to a disco track from Bill Cosby and right now, Alexi Sale.
Hey you, hey you, hey you, come here you, come here you, hey you, come here, you, I said 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 you with the tail, you come here, you, yes you, come here, go away, come here, hey you, come here, go away, come here, go away, stop, come here, go away, go, come here, hey you, I said you, I said you, I said you mate, I said you, I'm looking at you mate, I said you mate, I said you come here, I said go away. Didn't you kill my brother? My sister-in-law was an
tree, or do I mean a manhole cover? I've got a brain like a jukebox. Hey, didn't you kill my brother? I got a job as a petrol pump for the government undercover. Come here, I want to talk to you. Hey, didn't you kill my brother? Didn't you kill my brother? Didn't you kill, didn't you kill, didn't you kill my brother? I like a laugh. I like a laugh. You're the best pal a girl ever had. I wouldn't fuck you for another. Give us a pound or I'll kick your teeth in. Here, didn't you kill my brother? I like strangling budgies, I'm what you call an animal lover. I like North Korean sherry. Yeah, didn't you kill my brother? You know, I've only known you for 10 minutes. I've only known you for 10 minutes. But you're the best pal I've ever had. You're the bestest pal I've ever had. You're my mate. You and me, mate. Yeah, my ear. Didn't you kill my brother? Didn't you kill, didn't you kill, didn't you kill my brother? Didn't you kill, didn't you kill, didn't you kill my brother? Didn't you kill, didn't you kill, didn't you kill my brother? Didn't you kill, didn't you kill, didn't you kill my brother? Hello, mate, how you keeping? Hello, mate, how you keeping? Hello, mate, how you keeping? Hey, didn't you kill my brother? I saw ya. I saw ya. Didn't you kill my brother? You bought him a pint of lager. Didn't you kill him? You killed my brother. I saw ya. I saw ya. Didn't you kill my brother? You did a very nice job. I really must congratulate ya. Didn't you kill? Didn't you kill? Didn't you kill my brother? Didn't you kill my, didn't you kill my brother? Didn't you kill, didn't you kill, didn't you kill my brother? Didn't you kill, didn't you kill my, didn't you kill my brother? Good God, have you ever been there? I seen it, had it, and lived with it. My moment had come. I went to the disco down the street. Was having a good time, looking kinda neat. Had on real alligator shoes, an alligator suit, my alligator hat, and my turtle glasses on. I was looking amphibious, to say the least. Good God! I run up on her. She's about 7 feet tall. Built like an Amazon. Had men's climbing the wall. I said, hello, baby. She say, hello, little fella. I said, I likes that. Would you like to get out there on the mahogany and let the leather rub off on it? She smiled as she walked out with me. Good God. I looked at her, I said, do it. But don't hurt it. Now slap it. And kick it. Jump on it. Spin it. Hold it. Now turn it. She said,
let me boogie on your face. Let me boogie on your face.
What? Good God. I'm in trouble. Give me some help. You can have it. You can hold it. You can tight it. But don't
boogie on my face. Don't boogie on my face. Don't boogie on my face. Don't boogie on my face.
Wait a minute. She said, I must. I said, please don't. Because I don't trust you.
That's Boogie on Your Face. Obviously, Bill Cosby. That is off his 1977 Capitol Records LP, Disco Bill. All music and silly disco songs from Bill Cosby. And before that, Alexi Sale, one of my all-time favorite British stand-up comics and sketch artists Alexei Sale, famous, of course, for being on The Young Ones, as well as his own Alexei Sale Show off his 1985 LP, Panic. I promise the first and last time I will ever, ever play a comedy record on this show from that era. That's it for this edition of the Generation Exploitation Podcast. Thanks very much for joining us here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver for Laugh Tracks, the show about comedy as well. My name is Cliff Nastroff, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.
The National with Norton Nash.
I'm Mr. S, and sometimes when I go to sleep, I'm scared. So then I sneak across my room and find my secret box and slip into my super socks. And suddenly I am a supersonic streak in the sky. Mr. S to the rescue they cry. Straight on super socks, we've got to stop that train. Save that sinking sailboat from the hurricane. I'm Mr. S, and sometimes when they're scolding me, I smile. As soon as I can sneak away, I find my secret box and slip into my super socks. And suddenly, I am a supersonic streak in the sky. Mr. S to the rescue they cry. Straight on super socks, there's been a robbery. Stop, surrender, don't you mess with me. I'm Mr. S, and sometimes no one plays with me. No one at all. So I just play all by myself. Go to my secret box and slip into my super socks. And suddenly I am a supersonic streak in the sky. Mr. S, save the ball game, they cry. Straight on super socks that swing and sting the ball. Won't come back at all. Super special super socks, we save the day. Super socks, you are super okay.